All right, 7:31. We're good to go. Welcome. You can watch us live on Facebook and on YouTube, Nigeria Info 99.3 on those two platforms. On Facebook and YouTube, Nigeria Info 99.3. Now, we're going to start with the Nation newspaper. Jonathan, I didn't authorize group to obtain APC form. That's right here on the front page of the Nation newspaper.
It's a mess. It's a mess. I'm sure we are the laughing stock. We're the laughing stock of that part of the world where, you know, credibility and all other virtues of good governance and so on and so forth, where it matters. We're just a laughing stock. I've never in my life faced such an embarrassing position like we're facing now. One of the biggest jobs as an analyst, one of the biggest challenges we have as an analyst today is that even you, no matter what kind of expert you think you are, you can't explain certain things that are happening. For instance, it turns out that apparently President Jonathan had been a member of the party since last year.
Correct? What party?
Of the APC.
No way.
That's what it says here, that he had been a member of the party since, I saw it in one of the papers, since last year. I mean, so technically, he is qualified. Look at the Vanguard says he puzzles as Jonathan Lawan, Sylvia Ayade join race for APC ticket. And it is said that it was a group of Fulani headsmen and Almajiri who picked the forms for Jonathan. You saw what went viral yesterday.
Yeah.
The bank statement. And who plays around with the 100 million? A Jonathan spokesman said they're trying to insult the man and so on. Who will insult him playing around with the 100? It's a lot of money. At least to lesser minions like us. Me, I never seen 1 million. Like whether as a son says, have you seen a million before? I haven't. No, that's a joke. But anyway, but in all seriousness, it is difficult to explain. You have Lawan, you have Silver, you have Ayade. Everybody is rushing to pick the forms, and you also have President Jonathan. So what could be the logic behind Jonathan's supposed candidature? Question number one. Is President Jonathan being blackmailed? Has somebody put a gun to his head to say that if you don't run, this is going to happen? It's a possibility. Yeah, you see, because the pussyfooting and, you know, standing in one place but shifting forward and backwards, it doesn't show me in any manner a man who is eager to come back as president. Let's even leave out the part of whether it is right for him to do so or not, just after he had left, and leave his place of honor to come and roll in the mud. Let's even leave that out of it. Even from his body language, some people bought forms. Nobody's going to be spent. These people should stop making us think that we are small children. Nobody's going to be spending 100 million of their money. Come on, give me a break without going through a clearing house of saying that, okay, I think that what they do, test the waters, it backfires, leave room for denial. So what is President Jonathan doing? Now, the thing is, two scenarios are likely to happen.
Okay.
The first scenario is that his candidacy might not even take off, in the sense that he's going to be boxed down. They're going to pin him down in court. You know, about his, whether he is qualified or not. That is going to be challenged in court. The other part that also bothers me is this theory that's making the rounds that, it's some northern strong elements that are trying to sponsor him, knowing that he's going to be able to use one term anyway by the constitution. He can only use one term. Whether he will even use a full term, I don't know. The lawyers are out there, the Falanas are there to sort that out. But that he would only use one term and therefore power will go back to the north. And the question you ask is, I don't think Jonathan will set up his own people in the south. I don't think he will go and buy into such an arrangement. It would be unfortunate.
So you'll be surprised?
Yeah, I'd be surprised. I don't know why an elder statesman would want to do that, denying your own people an opportunity to have 8 years as a stretch. I mean, by law, yes, but by convention, is 8 years, 8 years, 8 years, 8 years. Why would anybody of substance make himself a tool to deny his people? These are the things that are going to backfire on President Jonathan if he throws his hat into the ring. What would even make it worse? What would make it worse is if he runs for election and he loses. So the question to ask, could that be also be the plan of certain persons to see if we can push somebody who is relatively politically weak? How do you think the results will go, Jonathan versus Atiku? How do you think the results will go? It confounds me. Then this rash of people, I will still come to Emefiele because it's in the second story. But this rash of people, Lawan, Silva, Ayade, everybody now seems to want to make it. And you ask yourself, there must be a move to water down somebody's votes. Maybe you have two major contenders and one group is trying to outdo the other by watering down.
You don't think it could be a funding funnel for the ruling party?
If they want to fund the party, they know how to do it. It wouldn't be through this move. The party is funded through the back door. That is common knowledge. I'd be surprised if you say you didn't know how that happens. APC, they almost share the same bank. Especially in a state like Lagos. I mean, look, these things are out there in the open. It's not hidden. It's not hidden. And it's not even particular to Lagos. In all the states, who picks up all the party bills? I dare any of the parties to come up with a fully audited account of their accounts since inception. And show us the real sources of income. You'd be amazed. So they have their ways of levying. If a convention is coming up, it's okay. Every minister pay 50. Every this one pay that. I think that one group is trying to water down the votes of the other. My problem is I can't identify which group is trying to do. But since these people are government officials, could this be done to water down the whatever of could it be a pro-government candidate getting people to join the race to water down the effect of the other person? I give you an example. Could it be the other way around?
I mean, how does this water down the effect of
anything? Let me give you an example. Ordinarily, you'd be saying that the vice president would gather a lot of Christian votes, even in this delegate something. The entrance of Tunde Bakare has changed all that now.
I don't see any change.
Yeah.
I can't see any change.
Well, we'll see. These little pockets will be gnawing. 4 delegates here, 20 delegates here. They'll be gnawing at somebody's control base. Let's see, political base. Let's see how it works out.
I don't think that's how it works. I think that it gets down to the wire. Even on the last day, on the voting day, go on the primaries day, that's when a politician can beat his chest and say, "Yeah, I have."
Yeah, I agree with you 100%. But what I'm saying is that with this rash of people, everybody, some of these people, some of these people are not serious contenders.
Of course, absolutely.
I mean, Silva woke up one day and then, you know. But they would know, GNAW, they would know at some votes of certain persons who would have been a major. We thought it was going to be a straight fight between 3-4 people. Now, like I said, for example, Tunde Bakare will be taking away some Christian, whether you like it or not, they exist.
Yes, they do.
Yeah, so he'll be gnawing at Toshiba Dose.
I don't think so. Like 150% don't think so.
Why do you have to go 150? The maximum in percentage is 100.
I'm just so sure.
So, but in all honesty, Sheriff,
yes,
you could jolly well be right, because I don't understand these things anymore. It defies logic.
So I was speaking with someone, and what the person told me was that this is a funnel. And the reason, he gave me two reasons. He said, these guys with 100 million naira could have as well gone to their respective bases and give delegates 100 million naira.
What do you mean? Give delegates 100 million naira to do what?
To go for a particular person.
That one is still going to happen.
That they don't have to. So this is what the person is saying. They don't have to put down this 100 million naira if it was an attempt to water down some people's votes. But they don't have to give it out. They don't have to run with it.
You know that in politics, first of all, you have to develop a following. Apart from...
These guys are following already.
Well, you have to have an aspiration for you to gather as many people as you can. Believe you me. I've been in this racket before.
Racket. Nice word.
I've been in this
racket. We are coming for you.
you have to. That's what my principal told me. One time he made a bid for the Senate. Now, let me even say who it is. Wahab Dosuman. I said, you know, in my own normal manner, doctor, you are le winking in. I said, of course. But you don't sit down in politics when things like this are going on and you sit back and you don't say you're doing this and you don't expect your followers to move somewhere else. You know, for some of them, they want to consolidate.
That's the idea.
That's the idea. But I am saying that from what I can see, and most of these ministers, this one, that one, from what I can see, there is probably, and I'm using the word probably, a move to water down somebody's votes. But I think it's going in either direction. Because how serious are these candidates at the end of the day? The morning shows the day. The most serious candidate of them all is Bola Tinubu. He moved in a manner expected of
him. And you could see it.
And he's still at work. You could see that he has a burning desire to be the president of this country. Whether he gets it or not is another thing entirely. But you can see that fire in him. In who else do you see this fire apart from the vice president?
Amechi has been moving around.
No,
Saraki has been moving
Amechi's,
around.
Amechi's attempt is...
Wike has been moving around.
Wike is in PDP. Around. I'm talking about APC.
Oh, you're talking about APC.
Yes.
Okay.
Amechi's movement has been feeble. You don't wake up one day and say, I want to be president. I'm still coming back to... As for Adesina, is a no-no. I don't know how he wants to do it.
Is it confirmed that he actually picked up a form?
That is part of the problem. The morning shows the day. How am I expected to vote for somebody who is pussyfooting and cannot? That is where I respect, even though everybody knows the way I feel about Bola Tinubu, but I respect him for that. He came out, in spite of all the odds against him, and says that is the kind of determination that one wants in any president.
Not somebody buying form for you.
Not somebody who came to buy form for you and did this and did that.
You are still praying to God.
That's a me feeling. Yeah. let's read the second story.
Yes. Away from the nation, let's go pick up the punch. Presidential bid, INEC CBN partnership under threat over Emefiele's APC membership.
You see, he has now brought the institution into ridicule.
I said this morning, this is a bigger problem for Nigeria.
It's a bigger problem for Nigeria. And the thing I can't understand is why the president sits back and doesn't say anything. Now, the INEC, this is disgraceful. It says the INEC wants to review partnership with CBN, all because Mr. Emefiele Godi says that he wants to run for presidency. And he has not even said so. He has not even been bold enough to say, I want to run. Why would you want to run for president and still want to be CBN governor? Forget what even the law says. There's what you call decency and common sense. There's what you call the unspoken laws that guide us. Do you understand? The laws that say that even I cannot whisper an insult to you while we are on air. Do you understand what I'm saying?
That's right.
After all, if we do, it's a case of two fighting. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, I do.
So there are laws. The laws of the land don't favor him. Apparently, he too has been a member of the party since last year. The leader of his so-called leader, I said, and that is against the law that applies to CBN governor. He has brought that position. He has almost brought it to complete ridicule. And let me tell you, the way he's even, I hope he doesn't aspire, because the way he's even going about the so-called aspiration gives an indication of how this gentleman will run government.
How do you mean?
Exactly what I said. I said the way he's going about his aspiration is an indication of how he would run government if given the whatever. If Nigerians accept that as if they find it acceptable, good luck to them. But I had my suspicions the other day when he was ready to put on boxing gloves and fight Aboki.
Aboki,
you remember we spoke about it. And then the other time too, when he turned 60, went to have a party in somewhere and somewhere. What is making the rounds, the rumors making the rounds, which I find fearful, is that some interest groups are trying to push this gentleman for their own whatever. I don't know what relationship he has had with them in the CBN, but they think that maybe he can be pushed on to the presidency. This is the bottom line, is this. There are some interest groups that are holding this country by the jugular, and they don't want to let go. And the sad part is the body language of our president. I don't believe he's complicit, but at the same time, he's not reassuring anybody. And so it brings, it makes the whole, so you have an election coming up that has a former governor from the other party who can't come out categorically to say, I'm going in. You have your CBN governor. Never in the history of this country has this kind of thing happened. The two that we had, Soludo and Clement Isong, had long left the CBN. They were in retirement when they came out to say that they wanted to run. I think that we're in a very, very unfortunate situation, and we would plead responsibility at all levels. Do not turn this country into a circus, all because you want to retain power. And I think the time has come for us to say the president has spoken. He needs to intervene now.
Intervene in what exactly?
He needs to give, look.
What should he say? What should he do?
Very good. Yeah. One, what you're seeing now shows that there's no central control on the party. That is. Even though technically we'll say everybody is free to do that's democracy.
Yeah.
No, you still expect some things behind the scene that won't bring this to ridicule.
I said that yesterday.
It's becoming like,
political structure as we know it is no more.
It's no more. I mean, it's becoming ridiculous. That is where I always give credit, whether people like it or not, to Olusegun Obasanjo. He had a firm control on the party and the emergence of Yar'Adua. If the process could have been hijacked under him, he put his foot down. He was able to get his way. Whether the person he presented was right or wrong is another thing entirely. But this is disgraceful. Every moment you look at Twitter, somebody else has dropped $100 million.
He could as well just say 100 kobo. That's right.
Mr. Emefiele should please just do something, just save us all this embarrassment. If he wants to run, which is his right, let him resign and run. Or come out with a statement, let them return all those vehicles and all the money that has been spent. And this idea needs to be thoroughly investigated. People just get up and say, oh, it's my friends and well-wishers. I think we need to set up an agency to look into these claims.
Yeah.
Look at Jonathan. He says that they were insulted. Why would I spend $100 million of my own money to buy phones for a man I've not consulted? There must be something wrong with me.
No, they said that he did well for them. He built schools for their kids. He did quite a lot.
And therefore, without clearing from him whether he's going to run, you just go and pick up a phone.
But that's how we roll.
Haven't I done good? Haven't you done good? How come nobody has picked up phones for me to go?
Someone said he would give me 15 million this morning.
I beg, if you want to buy the phone, I would advise that you pass the money to me.
Let me go and buy it myself, Abi.
Buy kidney.
You take flights from your way to me.
What they call go on? My jackpot. Is that what they call it?
Yes, jackpot. Let's go to page 19. Steal the punch. APC rules out imposition. Groups pick Jonathan. Lawan's forms.
Well, I think we've spoken about this.
Yes, we have.
But the APC spokesperson in the story we marked here has said that the idea of consensus candidates in primaries was the making of the Electoral Act and not the creation of the party. Mm. By the way, I think that I might want to withdraw the analysis I did last week when I thought that some people were paying this money so that they could negotiate. Because I think it has gone beyond that. Mm. Mm. I don't think, maybe one or two, yes, but I think it has gone beyond that. What I'm seeing is so unclear to me that, only time will tell. Mm. Only time will tell. But this story also says that but another organization, Coalition of Northern Groups, denied buying forms for Jonathan. So who bought these forms? Mm. Mm-hmm. Who bought these forms?
Let's go to page 27, right? Jet A1, NNPC Airlines agree on 3 months supply at 480 naira per liter.
Oh, at last, sense has prevailed. And we probably have the House of Reps and my cousin, I think he's 60 anytime from now. Happy birthday in advance, just in case I forget, Femi Gwajabia Miller. They intervened. Mm. And so what you're going to have is, in the first instance, the NNPC is going to supply fuel to them at a much lower price. And then they'll be given the license to bring in their own fuel. I congratulate the House of Reps. I thank them. Mm. But the question I'm asking is it because you are affected by this flight ban?
I was going to ask
because
that question.
If you could intervene at this level within 24 hours,
so sweet.
How come you haven't done the same
so sweet.
For our universities that have been closed? Mm.
Polytechnics will start tomorrow.
Yes,
by the way.
I'd like to challenge Honorable Gbaja and his colleagues that, and please, if I'm wrong, correct me. Had you had your children in any of these universities, would you sit back and be more concerned about Jet A1 fuel? Our students have been home for only God knows how long. Even the minister that's supposed to be bothered about it is busy, both labor and busy buying forms and so on and so forth. Mm. And have bound our students to the Philistines. As of last week, they were demonstrating in Benin. Mm. I can't imagine when I was in school that you'd have been out of school for so long. Mm. I mean, where do our priorities lie? I thank them for what they have done here. But they should also do so likewise for ASU. Lock yourselves up one weekend and solve this ASU problem once and for all. Or else you would lend credence to the fact, to something that everybody suspects. It might not be right all the time, that a lot of your children are not. Well, the social media is there. The way you celebrate has exposed quite a number of
people. Yes, of course.
That mm-hmm. your kids are abroad. I don't know why. I don't know what we want to do with the youth of this country. I even wonder how our leaders, I wonder what kind of regard they had for the young people. Do they just see them as willing tools to be used and dumped? Do the youth themselves put themselves in a position where they can be used and dumped? Because I look at all these things. I look at the urchins running all over the streets collecting money. Yet, they can't as much as lift their eyes up to ask some of their leaders, where are your children? Why aren't they collecting money here? Those ones are tucked away with the money that you have collected. Young people, you need to get your act together. With the same money that you run around collected, they have bettered the lives of your leaders' children. And you keep doing that. For how long are you going to do it? I'd like us to place a premium on solving this ASU crisis. The elders of the land should quickly intervene. Whatever is going to take. I look forward to a president who will say, gentlemen, bring your pajamas, bring everything, we'll supply food. When we start this morning on Friday, we are not going to leave the premises until we find a solution to this problem. Hmm. Maybe that leader will come in 2023.
Yeah, maybe. Just maybe. Page 10 of the Vanguard, which will be our last headline this morning, will fix badly damaged Eko Bridge, Fashola.
Well, the bad news here for road users in Lagos is that it's going to take 24 months to repair that bridge. So for 2 years.
2 years.
Yes. And the honorable, you know, the federal government owns the bridge, but the Lagos State government controls the neighbor, the whole area.
Right.
And so they've called on the Lagos State government to please make sure that the honorable minister says that we are appealing to the Lagos State government to ensure that all trading activities under the bridge in the state stop, and that they seek the cooperation of Ministry of Transport, local government, law enforcement agencies to preserve the bridge. That is needs to be seen to be done,
right,
and to the best of my knowledge, has not been done.
Mm.
The ultimatum given to the traders has expired. They are still there. I leave the rest to you to imagine.
Okay. Good morning. All right. Imagine it. Yes, that's our show this morning. Quite an interesting one. What's going on at 9?
At 9, I have two young guys who want to talk about mental challenges, how to handle them. I think two of them have had, just like I have had too, two of us that have had some kind of mental challenges.
Mm.
Not that they don't crystal, I don't know.
Mm.
Well, all of us have mental challenges. Some of us quickly recognize them before others. That's just what it is.
Okay.
So the two of them set up, given their experience, to raise awareness, you know, on mental challenges. By the time you hear them, you will say, yourself, you're very close to the body.
If he be there, sir. Thank you so much for coming.
All right, I'll see you.
Lagos, that's our show this morning. I'm Sheriff Quatri. After the break, the news is next at 9. At 8, rather. Then we'll bring you back to the conversation we started at 5 a.m. What could the potential candidacy of President Jonathan, what does it mean to you? What could it portray for democracy in Nigeria? A step forward? A step backward? Yeah. That's our conversation. Stay here.
Nigeria Info. We are more than just radio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel at Nigeria Info FM. Check us out on Facebook at Nigeria Info 99.3. Follow us on Twitter at Nigeria Info FM and on Instagram at Nigeria Info FM Lagos for live updates as it happens. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.